Imprecatory psalms. So we're going to look through some imprecatory psalms first. So contained within the book of Psalms are those that invoke judgment, calamity, or curses upon haters of God, or those perceived as the enemies of God. Major imprecatory psalms include Psalm 69 and Psalm 109, while Psalms 5, 6, 11, 12, 35, 37, 40, 52, 54, 56, 57, 58, 59, 79, 83, 94, 137, 139, and 143 are considered imprecatory psalms. That's a big number, isn't it? So don't tell me that we made this doctrine up. It's garbage. So, this doesn't even include all the imprecatory preaching in the Psalms. We're talking about just the prayer, the Psalms of prayer. And remember, Psalms are songs that were sung in Israel. One of these days, I think we'll probably sing all these together with the music it was meant to be written to, and we'll all sing them together someday. Turn to Psalm chapter 6. Actually, turn to Psalm chapter 69. I'm going to read for you Psalm chapter 6, verse 8. Psalm chapter 6, verse 8 says, "Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly." There's an imprecatory psalm. It's saying, let mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. So he doesn't necessarily tell them to die. But it's talking about workers of iniquity. What are the workers of iniquity? They're the sons of Belial. They're the sons of the devil. They're evil people that can't be saved. Okay? So you're in Psalm 69. This is one of the major imprecatory psalms. It says, "Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened, that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them." This is praying for God's wrath, and there's no mercy here. "And let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten." Now, if you know who this is talking about, this is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, remember, people will say, well, Jesus said, you know, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But did the Father forgive the reprobates? No. Jesus is talking about, he's praying for people that can be saved, not the people that can't be saved. Because why would he pray for someone? Why would it say, they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded? Add iniquity to their iniquity. See, isn't that the opposite of what Jesus was saying about people that could be saved? This is still talking about Jesus. The person that whom thou hast smitten is talking about God the Father smiting the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he, because he fulfilled the things he was supposed to do, and God turned his wrath upon the Lord Jesus on the cross of Calvary because he became sin for us. But look at what it's saying about the people that were reprobates, because there were people that were reprobates around him, weren't there? Some of the Pharisees and Sadducees and all these people, they followed him from place to place, didn't they? See, the people followed Jesus from place to place where he went to preach. They'd try to cut him off at the pass. But who also showed up at those places? The Pharisees, the stalkers. You know, so there's been stalking going around for a long time. And I'm going to define what stalking is towards the end of this sermon. But these people are stalkers. They'll stalk your life. They'll stalk a pastor's life. They'll stalk a church. They stalk the Lord Jesus. And Jesus said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you also. But look what it says. Add iniquity in verse 27 to their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. He's saying, don't let them be saved. Right? Let them be blotted out of the book of the living and not be written with the righteous. What's that saying? Don't let them be saved, God. These people are wicked and vile. God's done with them. All right? Do you see the difference between your enemies and God's enemies? Because the Bible's making it very clear.